You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte, and we're joined on the phone by Kentucky Arts Council's Executive Director, Lori Meadows. Lori, welcome to Sounds Good.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Lori, we all received news out here in Western Kentucky from Dr. Sonia Baker about the surveys that the Kentucky Arts Council is working on this year. I'd like to kind of open by asking you the state of the Kentucky Arts Council as we speak.
Well, we're doing a lot of good work. We're hanging in there. We've experienced a few budget setbacks, but we're getting ready to release in the fall both a creative industry study and a strategic plan for the next 6 years.
Well, you know, I think many folks in academia and business look forward to another survey like, oh my gosh, another survey. Tell me about them and what the content is and how long it takes to complete a survey and who you're looking to get to fill out the surveys.
Okay, well, we have two different surveys, and I'll start with the one for the creative industry first. We're really looking at artists and creative freelancers to fill that out. So anybody who works in the arts, in design, you know, whether it be performing arts, literary arts, visual arts, to fill that out because we want to get a sense of what's happening in the industry. You know, are people being able to support themselves with their artwork? You know, what are the things that they need in order to do that? What are the business skills or the business tools? That survey takes about 10 minutes to fill out. It's not, you know, it's not really complicated, but, you know, we want to get a broad spread. So we're looking at both emerging artists, people that are just starting out, and people that have been involved in the business for a long time. And we want a good spread from across the state. So it's very important to us to get that. The second survey is for our strategic plan. And as I said, we're developing a six-year strategic plan for the future of the arts in the state. And that survey is open to everyone. And by no means is it just people that work in the arts. In fact, we want to get people who don't work in the arts. We want to see what they have to say. Again, a broad spread. You know, we want young people, people that work in other professions to fill that out. And it probably takes about 10 minutes as well.
Where can people find the surveys?
They can go straight to the Arts Council website, and there is a box to link to both of those surveys. And that website is www.artscouncil.ky.gov.
I suspect both of these surveys are part of larger planning processes. Would you describe those?
Absolutely. As the National Endowment for the Arts partner in the state of Kentucky, in order to receive that partnership funding, we're required to do public input meetings to really do our planning, help do our planning. And so that's what this survey is part of. We also are doing focus groups and interviews around the state, but really it's going to help inform our strategic direction for the next 6 years. So it's very, very important. For the creative industry study, that particular study is to really get a sense of what's involved when we talk about creative industry or the arts. A lot of people don't really think about the arts being an industry, but of course it is. You know, it stimulates jobs. It certainly brings in revenue to the state. Anybody who works in the arts, for instance, you have an arts organization and they're spending money out in the community to keep their organization going. So we want to show how large that industry is and hopefully set up some baseline measurements and be able to plan to help grow that industry just like any other industry in the state.
We already do that in considerable ways. You care to describe the support apparatus you already have in place for creative artists?
Absolutely. We work really to make sure that we create opportunities and environments for people to be able to work in the arts and appreciate and enjoy the arts. So we work with both individual artists, and we have several marketing and training programs for artists. We also work with organizations, providing operating support, technical assistance, some marketing. We have a lot of arts education programs in the schools and with educators, and we are working more and more with communities. We are seeing a trend across the state for communities to be a little bit more interested in the arts in their community, not just as organizations, but how those organizations and artists and just people that are interested can work together to make the arts a little more visible, if you will, in their own particular community.
How long have you directed the council?
I've been director for 8.5 years, and I have actually been with the council for 19 years.
And how would you describe the evolution of the council's programming over the time you've been involved?
Well, I think we've seen a lot of changes. When I first started working at the Arts Council, it was a time of prosperity in the arts, and we were able to start several new programs. I was fortunate to be able to work in both the artist programs and then in a managerial role, and so I got the great benefit of working with the artists, and we were able to start a lot of new things. Over the past 5, 6, 7 years, we've really seen a significant decrease in our budget. So we've had to tighten things up quite a bit. A lot of people think of us as more of a funding organization, and we've had to show and demonstrate that the Arts Council is about a lot more than that, than just funding. So we offer a lot more technical assistance and training and, helping artists market their products and helping market Kentucky arts both in-state and out-of-state.
Now, let's jog back to the surveys.
Okay.
And what kind of a response would you like to see? What are you hoping for?
Well, I'd like to see at least 1,000 responses for each one of the surveys. Based on what a lot of other state arts agencies do when they do surveys, 1,000 responses would be an excellent, that would be a very good return, and I would be pleased with that. Like I said, this is certainly not the only thing that we're doing together input, but that would be very helpful. There are several counties that we haven't heard from yet. We're able to check and see which counties, and I'll mention a few that are sort of down your way: Livingston and Graves, Marshall County, Trigg, Union. We don't have any responses yet from those counties, so I would really encourage people to go in and fill out those surveys. It won't take very much time, and they would be helping plan the future of Kentucky arts.
Well, I'm glad you called names. Thank you very much. And I've got one more question for you. And I'm not just joking. It's really helpful for our listeners, because you're right, those counties are our listeners. Who designed the horse on the survey Need Your Input page?
That is Katie Lewis in our office. She is our graphic design coordinator.
Well, it's really cool. Tell her it looks great.
I certainly will. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Lori Meadows is Executive Director of the Kentucky Arts Council, and Lori will be sure to put the links to those surveys on our website as well.
Wonderful.
Thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you so much, Kate. I was happy to do it, and thank you for your help.